Well, hello, folks. So here we are. We are in 2023. And I hope you all have a blessed new year. And whatever you do in your life and your service to the Lord, I pray it goes well. I wanted to cover a few of these events that took place last night across the world in these New Year's Eve events. Now, there were some common themes. Again, I don't want to sensationalize anything. It wasn't in all of them. But there were some that had some very strange and consistent symbolism in terms of the agenda that's going on across the world. Now, this was at the Space Needle in Seattle. This sign came up, these hands encompassing the world, like a new world. It's very similar shape, ironically, to the Egyptian crescent and sun symbol. A new system, a new world. Now, London last night, in the New Year's celebrations, they had some political motives like the rainbow and other things, which really has nothing to do with the New Year, but everything seems to be politicised these days. But one thing that happened, I'll show you, is that the Queen was remembered, obviously, which doesn't, you know, comes as no surprise, that the Queen, obviously, she passed away in the year 2022. So we had the ER, which stands for Elizabeth Regina, the Queen, and you see her head in a coin at the bottom of the screen. So we had this tribute to the Queen. But then what happened after this tribute to the Queen? There was a transition, and you see here on the left-hand side, you see the transition turning the opposite way from the Queen to King Charles. So you see his head. Charles has now ascended to the throne. But what was interesting is that they then combined it with the motif of the world, which formed into a globe, and it talked about in the narration about saving the planet and climate change. So they've included the reign of King Charles and the transition from the old way, and now we have King Charles. But he is being associated here with that climate change and potentially great reset agenda, because he's been involved with that before, so it's no surprise there. But we were told in the last few months that King Charles, he will leave behind his political stuff. He will leave behind his involvement in the great reset, in climate change, political campaigns. But then here, just last night in the New Year's celebration, we have already the transition from the Queen to King Charles, you know, associated with him, this political activism. So does that mean Charles is going to continue to be involved in those things or in some way endorse those great reset type agendas and climate change? I don't know. But I just found it interesting that straight away we're going into this new year and they're already associating those narratives with the reign of King Charles. There's been a lot of change in these fireworks displays. There's now a lot more technical transhuman themes in them. They use a lot more drones and computerized displays. And we're seeing this in a lot of the New Year's stuff. And so this was at Abu Dhabi this year in the United Arab Emirates, and using that same technical drone display. And so this in Abu Dhabi transformed, and I'll show you the sequence in a moment, but it went into this binary code, you see, ones and zeros, into the matrix. And you saw forming out of the matrix this same type of face, this transhuman AI face coming out of the matrix for this 2023 celebration. So we're going into a lot of these transhuman themes about the rise of the machine. And then in Busan in South Korea, we had the same type of transhuman face with the letters AI displayed in its head. And then behind it, you notice the ones and zeros, the binary code. Now, I don't claim to know how AI or this type of technology may be playing into end times prophecy in the Bible, but it is what it is. You know, it is there and it is growing. And we see this all over the place now. And some people liken it to the image of the beast and all these different things. But I'm just saying that we are in a time where this is beginning to rise up. So in Dubai, again, we have this figure who had the sun rays around its head. And I thank you, Jay, for pointing this out. In Dubai, this, you see, he's got like the Oculus goggles, the virtual reality goggles, and the sun rays around its head in Dubai at the beach. And I want to point out that it is like the Uberman. And this is something I'm going to point out in a video coming to this channel soon, that this is all about that same philosophy of Nietzsche, essentially the Uberman, the Ubermensch, the next stage in human evolution, and how that was also a Nazi pursuit. And after that philosophy of Nietzsche, this new age of enlightenment, hello future, it says in Abu Dhabi. And just to point out here, which is pretty interesting, I mean, this shows it's not about the God of Abraham. You see in the center there, you've got Horus, the sun god, the sun deity again. So this is what it's really about. And we saw this similar types of stuff with Saturn and the UFO deception as shown clearly. I think this was in 2020 at the Space Needle in Seattle. So the deception that is rising out of this technological symbolism and displays, and the needle going through manipulating the DNA strand. We saw all of that displayed in 2020. So in Dubai, enter the future last night. Are you ready to enter the future? So yeah, you see the robots and entering this new age. And the UFO again, you see? You see, there it is again, last night. The UFO going through what maybe looks like a portal or something. You've got that same UFO symbolism about entering the future. And so, yeah, it seems to be showing this new system. It's all about this new system, isn't it? Going into this new world order. About everything connecting together. And there you go, the rays of light above his head with that Oculus virtual reality on his eyes. And there's another view of it from across the beach in Dubai. The Uberman. And the eye, look, you see the eye symbolism, another common symbol that is used for this new beast system, this new beast world. And your guess is as good as mine on that one. It looks like a planetary type of shape or sun or something. So this is another one. I mean, this is just crazy. This one last night in the New Year's celebration in Busan. I mean, someone must know what they're doing, right? Why else would they have all this blatant symbolism that fits with the same usual stuff? This transhuman new age, it's this stream going into this cube, forming this cube in the sky. I mean, I preferred the world before all of this started. I don't know about you, but the simplicity of life in the 1940s, I think it was better. I don't think this, I mean, technology can serve us well, but I don't think it, you know, when it's taking over the world, it's not particularly a great thing, is it? It's very empty and hollow. And so this looks a bit like a scan of a fingerprint or something, you see? It's kind of all these symbols of entering this beast world, this beast system. This new world order, scanning the fingerprint with the AI technology. So we go into 2023 here, and you see at the top of the 2023 the white rabbit, which is another common symbol associated with the Matrix, the rabbit hole, the other side of the veil, and this leading people into this deception. We've got this hand here, which is manipulating the planet Saturn, which is another symbol they often used to associate with a false god and with this technology. So the hand is kind of looks like it's manipulating the planet Saturn as we're taken forward into, again, we see this same head. There's the AI, into the AI. Then we have the binary code and the matrix and this big image of the beast, potentially, with the AI face coming through the matrix, coming through the veil. The artificial intelligence that is gaining traction. I mean, just recently, a friend of mine pointed out this artificial intelligence that is now available, that you can speak to, that doesn't just draw, like Alexa on Amazon, doesn't just draw Wikipedia articles if you ask it a question, but genuinely forms AI intelligence from all across the world, from all across humanity and the computer system, and is able to have an intelligent conversation with you and learn things and grow. And we tried to catch it out. We asked it a few theological questions, which we thought, nah, there's no way it's going to answer these correctly. And it did. I can't fault the answers it gave to the theological, biblical questions that we asked it. It gave them, as far as I'm concerned, completely accurately. And, you know, how is this going to change the world when it can basically write an essay for you? How's it going to change education? How's it going to change the world when people can just ask a robot, an artificial intelligence, these questions, and it can learn things and grow from them? It just makes you wonder, doesn't it, where this is all going and how this is changing the world. And as I say, this was quite a big theme in a few displays this year at the New Year's Eve 2023 celebrations. And we skip forward and we see this kind of Uberman again, this new stage in human evolution of this robotic, powerful, evolved human. And that's what we saw there. This goes, these two hands clasping together, red and blue there, and they're going after this orb in the center, this light, this orb, and they're connecting through it. But then you watch and you see that this orb goes through this tunnel. You'll see it grows and it turns into the world. It goes through space travel on the moon and it turns into the world. So again, this is a theme of this new world. And as you watch this progress, then it's from that world, that new world, that we see this transhuman image of the beast type face coming through the veil. You see the binary code, the ones and zeros. This face emerges and people cheer like they're worshipping the beast. People are enthralled. And remember the language in the book of Daniel, there's a lot of language which is relating to the alluring nature of what this will be, the fascination that people will have towards this Antichrist figure and this beast kingdom. So you can really see how people can be taken in by this already, how people can be lured in and fascinated by what is emerging upon the earth, and how the deception is going to be strong, this delusion that people that did not want righteousness, they sought after unrighteousness, they didn't want the truth, they wanted the lie. So they end up being enthralled and drawn into this deception because they didn't want the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't want the kingdom of God and the righteousness. So this is what's happening. And in a sense, that is a judgment, really, isn't it? It's a judgment from God that those who didn't want the truth, they took pleasure in the lie. They wanted deception because they rejected the gospel. They rejected their creator and his salvation plan. They will run and seek after the beast kingdom. And that will be destroyed. It won't last long. This whole new world order of the Antichrist beast kingdom on the earth, it won't last long. You know, the Lord comes back and destroys it. And it was like, I've already covered, about the machine coming upon the earth. Yeah.
plan, which I'm sure many of you know about, which is the so-called next stage in human evolution, which is the Enlightenment.
It's incredible. It's conscious. What are you really?
I am part of the new world. And you are part of the old. I am part of the new world. And you are part of the old.
Here we go. Here we go.
Once we've scanned you, there's no going back.
We're entering the new age.
Once we've scanned you, there's no going back.